There is no secret knowledge that Jesus gave his disciples, nor that the church gives to us, about how to trick God into answering our prayers, how to arrange it that we achieve salvation. God gives us salvation, that is, eternal life in heaven, as a gift. We don't deserve it. We don't earn it. It is pure gift. It is also a mystery why God allows evil things to happen to people, why God allows pain. It is part of the world that we have pain and part of the world that we have evil. And it is in the world that we know God, because we are creatures of the world. God loves us infinitely. That I am sure of. I do not know how I will die. I do not know when, and I do not know the pains that I will have between now and then, but I hope in the resurrection, and I hope that when my time comes, I act with the forbearance and the peace of my brother Lawrence. He was killed under persecution after his bishop, Pope Sixtus II, had been surprised and killed in a catacomb along with four of Lawrence's brother deacons. And then the Roman authorities gave Lawrence 3 days to hand over the treasures of the church. Lawrence could have fled. Lawrence could have surrendered everything. He could have turned everything over to the Romans and become an informer. Instead, he was true to his faith. He knew that it would cause him pain. He knew that would be his death. And yet what he did was to take the treasures of the church, that is, the sacred vessels used for Mass, the religious books, and probably the vestments, and sold them, probably to the people who had paid for them in the first place, and gave that money to the poor, money which would have been given in other ways and other means, but the shared Mass that they would have participated in, that money given to the poor and therefore used by them to give them food, clothing, maybe to take care of medical needs. In other words, all in service to those in need. The Roman authorities, angry when Lawrence presented the treasures of the church as the poor, tortured him to death, as the legend goes, over a fire. Lawrence was not extraordinary, considering many other Christians were also tortured in various ways by the Roman authorities, and even today it is dangerous to be a Christian in many parts of the world. But Lawrence is an example to us, and in that he is a saint. He is a saint because he was an example to the people then. He wasn't the only one to have suffered. Pope Sixtus and the others who were killed after being surprised in the catacombs where they were saying Mass, they are revered as saints as well. Again, as examples. But Lawrence's example to us is to love God with our whole heart, with our whole being, with our whole will, and to trust in God and to love others, trusting in God that in the end all will be well. It is a mystery. There's nothing that Lawrence could have done that would have saved him from pain and also be true to his faith. He could have turned traitor. He could have been a coward. He was definitely afraid. Whether or not he was tempted, we'll never know. We are all tempted at various times. But Lawrence's example to us is staying true to his faith and staying true to his love of God and love of neighbor and his care for the poor. And in the end, that is what matters. That is how we should be as Christians. And that is why he is an example to us on how to be a saint.